Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Very Hot and Sexy Podcast. It's me, Stevie, back with another episode. Today I have on my longest friend, Emily Wick. We chit chat about some high school dramas, some YouTube, you know, being feminists and how that's evil, I guess, in 2017. But today, when this is posted, I don't know when you're going to listen to this, but it is Christmas Eve. Tomorrow's Christmas. I hope you all have a very jolly day. It's on a Friday, so you kind of have a long weekend, which is nice. I hope you all celebrate safely. Myself, I will be with just my family, pretty much, just vibing out, drinking some old fashions and some mimosas and opening presents. I have no idea what I'm going to get this year because I didn't really give that much of a list, but I don't really care that much. And then Saturday, I have to drive down to Illinois to go to Mike's house, and then we are driving to Florida, which will be insane. We're not flying. We have to drive 20 hours. If you know me, I can't sit in a car for 20 hours. So that'll be interesting. So there's not going to be a podcast episode next week because I'll be basking in the sun safely. And then the week after that, I don't know what I'm going to do. Probably just talk by myself. And then the week after that, my friend Nathan's coming on. So I have the weeks planned for my huge audience. Thank you all for listening. Yeah, I'm just going to try and keep my intro short and everything unless I have something big to talk about. And I'm trying to keep my episode shorter because my last two are really long with Autumn and Sawyer. And I know that's hard to listen to. But at least I did it around the holidays. So maybe you're like traveling far and you have time to listen to a really long podcast. But I will try to never go over an hour and I'll try to keep it at 45 minutes. So I hope you all have a merry, 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 merry Christmas. And enjoy me and Emily chatting it up. Woohoo! We are here with the one and only Emily Wick.
Hello, Governor.
Emily Wick is my bestie for life. We've been friends for how many years?
Second grade.
I feel like it was first grade.
First grade.
And now we're in 15th grade. So about 14, 15 years.
Yeah. We did have a period of time where we weren't friends.
So. Yeah, in the middle school dramas. But all through high school, we were besties. We live very close to each other. So I think how we met was walking to school. Mm. Back in the olden days, kids used to have to walk to school. I would be in kindergarten walking to school. Same. Like a mile.
Yeah.
On my own. Well, I had like my friends with me, but there was no adult. There was one crossing guard,
mm-hmm.
who like kept us safe,
but she gave us candy.
Yeah, she was really nice.
I don't know how we met, honestly.
I don't remember like meeting it. I feel like it must have been on the walk, maybe through like Alexis, because I would walk to Alexis's grandma's house where her and her siblings were,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd walk and meet up with you.
Oh yeah, because I think I went there first grade after my brother went to middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been some time we've known each other. We've seen it all.
We started a band in second grade.
We did start a band. We had like a songwriter. I'm pretty sure we had Emily's brother writing us songs.
I was writing songs too.
Yeah, I didn't write many songs.
I remember one was like about SpaghettiOs.
I remember one was about Screech Owls.
It was bad. We never actually...
None of us could play an instrument.
Yeah, we never actually performed. It was
we just like pretended to be in a band and write songs and like manage ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's kind of how our life started. We gone through most of school together. We had what grades did we have together?
Second
grade, third grade,
third, and then you had Geyser for fourth, right?
Yeah. Who'd you have? Apple?
Apple. Fifth grade.
I can never remember. Yeah, fifth grade.
Nelson House?
Yeah, we were in the Nelson House.
Pyramid? Oh, no. Sixth grade, we got split up.
Yeah, we did split up in sixth grade. But I think we were back together seventh grade. I'm trying to remember. I can never remember my house names until someone else reminds me of them.
Your sixth grade house had that psycho teacher.
Yeah.
Who eventually had an affair with one of the principals.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What was her name? I forgot her
Amy
name.
Amy Arbogast.
Oh, yeah.
Might want to bleep that out.
No. She was mean to me. She was mean to me. She didn't like me.
She was crazy and weird and sickly.
Yeah, she was sickly. She was, like, scared of the sun, I'm pretty sure.
Well, then the French teacher, she was a fucking bitch.
She was evil. I'm pretty sure, like, someone caught her watching porn or something. Or maybe it was just a rumor, but, like, watching porn on her computer. Or she had, like, a sketchy website pulled up.
Yeah, we had to take French, German, and Spanish.
Yeah, they made us take, I think...
One semester of each.
I think two semesters of Spanish, yeah. And then we had half the year German, half the year French. And it was bizarre. You could, like, choose what you wanted to do in high school because they basically forced a language upon you.
Mm-hmm.
But most people want Spanish.
Yeah, they said if you didn't take at least 3 years of a language, you wouldn't get into college.
Yeah.
Which is cap.
Yeah. And I fucking took – I got up to Spanish 5. And we had Spanish together most of high school.
It was – We had to read an entire novel in Spanish.
And everyone would just Google the English version. And then we had to do, like, a mock court day based upon the book in Spanish.
It was so bad.
And my Spanish teacher in senior year, I didn't like him very much. Like, we just didn't vibe. I always felt uncomfortable in his class. And he kind of made me hate Spanish. And he made me be, like, the prostitute or whatever in the book. Like, I was, like,
the chick who gets killed?
I don't remember. But I was some, like, whore, basically. And I had, like, two lines. I was, like, screw you.
I didn't have many lines either. I was the person who had to make up evidence. So I literally had to go home and, like, do a freaking project and make, like, three different things of evidence.
I didn't even practice or, like, try anything. And Jamie was, like, the main character.
Yeah, he did that because he was so mean to Jamie. And yeah, Jamie got, like, a C.
I know. Because he was really mean to Jamie. Saying. Right.
It was kind of funny.
We had the best Spanish memories, but I did hate that class. But yeah, we've gone through all of school together. It's been insane. And we're still besties, even though we live 2 hours away from each other now.
Mm-hmm.
I visited her for her birthday recently.
It was an interesting night.
She turned 21, but... Fun fact, Emily has seizures, so she's not supposed to drink.
Yeah, I'm not. Although, I do have an underage.
Yes.
Well, not anymore because I'm 21. But
yeah, it's gone. I'm pretty sure I was in Spanish class. Senior year of high school is when you had your first seizure, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was in Spanish class, and Senor, our Spanish teacher, Emily and Jamie were partners for a project, and Emily had the project with her because Jamie wasn't going to, like, do the project. Emily just did it all, and Jamie got in trouble because Emily wasn't in school because she had a seizure.
Yeah, he was like, the teacher was like, you should have known she wouldn't have been here because she has so many medical problems. I was like, what? Like,
she doesn't have medical
problems. And first of all, Jamie would have lost it probably.
Yeah.
So
Jamie got blamed in Spanish class for that, but she had her seizure and then she was good for a while and then she just relapsed and had another seizure.
Yeah, I relapsed and they, like, don't know why, but I've been doing some investigating and I have, like, this rare disease, but a lot of people have epilepsy. So I went on the forums and I was like, because I had coronavirus, even though I was, like, staying home, my roommate went home and his mom had it, and then he brought it back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, searching up on Google, and it said that apparently a lot of people who have seizures, like, their seizures acted up when they had coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And I had my seizure, like, a few days after the 14-day mark. of having it. So I think that might have caused
probably,
it.
Like, triggered it again. Because you've been fine for a few years. Mm-hmm. But they took away your driver's license.
Yep, I literally had to turn it in. Yeah, and they voided it. And I had to get one that says not a driver's license. So now I feel like people think I either got a DUI or I'm just too stupid to pass a driver's test.
Yeah. Did you get to take a new picture, or did they just...
Yeah, I did. It's really ugly, if you want to see it.
And I get a live reaction.
I never smile in my pictures now, because after I got my underage, I was like, if I ever get this again, I want the cops to know that I'm a baddie.
T.
So I haven't been smiling, but I look
It's a lot
evil.
Thinner. Than a normal driver's license. It looks like a Wisconsin driver's license, but in all red it says not a driver's license, and it's a lot bendier. Wisconsin driver's licenses are really thick. I'm pretty sure they're really hard to, like,
they're really
fake.
Yeah, they're really hard to replicate because they have this stupid whatever
they have, like, a bunch of shit on it. It's not like an Illinois ID, or like, I think I have my fake ID's from Ohio. It looks real, but all of their IDs look like super fake anyway. Do you have a fake ID?
Yeah, right here. I have two. Well, actually, I had one that was a real person in Wisconsin, and I got it taken. So then I ordered two more, then I got another one from a friend, so I had three. And now I have three. I sold one because I'm 21, and I'm selling the other two because I'm 21.
Lit. Yeah, I'll sell mine.
But my fake has worked, even though it's from Minnesota and looks like shit. It, like, worked at Quick Trip.
Oh, T. Quick Trip's hard to get.
I know.
But anyway, we were talking about your birthday. She, like, couldn't really drink that much because seizures. She's not supposed to. But did you drink a lot? Did you end up drinking?
I did. I probably had, like, four drinks, which is probably a lot for me because I haven't drank in, like, a month.
Right.
So my body is lightweight now.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. But yeah, we just did that this past weekend. Had a safe little birthday gathering.
And then Stevie's birthday is coming, and it's a wig party.
I'm having a wig-themed birthday with my roommates and my few friends who've all mostly had corona, so it's not like we have to really worry about it. Are you going to get the vaccine if you're able to?
Hell yeah, but I heard it costs money.
Really?
It should be free.
Yeah,
it should be like,
free.
What? I've
especially
been in
with this
fucking
government.
That's BS. Like, especially the people who probably need it most probably don't have a ton of money, like immunosuppressed people, because they're probably in, like, medical debt.
Right.
So it's kind of bullshit.
I didn't hear that it was going to cost money. That sucks.
Maybe I'm capping, but I swear I saw somewhere.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And also, did Trump get it yet?
I don't think so.
Mike Pence
I saw Mike Pence. I saw Bernie. My roommate's dad got it the other day.
Why? Is he a doctor?
He's a doctor.
Okay.
But, yeah. I'm pretty sure my roommate was telling us, because her sister is going to school to be a nurse. So she, like, works at the hospital. And I think she's going to be the one, like, giving the vaccinations. Which is kind of insane if you think about it. It's, like, monumental.
It says it's free, but they may tack on some administration fees. So
of
I guess
course.
I was wrong, but...
Still, it should be 100% just free.
I know, and it's bullshit because, like, other smaller countries aren't getting the vaccine until, like, 2022 when they've been following the guidelines.
Yeah,
and, like,
America's
Americans
rude.
Haven't been. Like, me and my roommates... have not gone to a single bar this year.
Same. We have not gone to a party or a bar. We've just hung out with our little circle in our basement.
Done stayed home so much. And I have not put on, like, jeans. Well, I had to for work. Let me tell you about my work.
Okay.
It's the shittiest motherfucking job ever. It's $12 an hour. Which I feel like it should be higher for the pain it puts me through. Because you literally have to stand all day. Like, you don't sit.
What do you do exactly? Like, fold paper? Or...
So, we, like, send out W-2s and, like, tax forms to companies for their, like, employees.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's basically, like, assembly line. Like, we scan a piece of paper with someone's order and it, like, pops up what we need to grab for them. And we just do that all day.
That's so...
Like, you don't need a brain to do it.
Insanely boring.
It's so boring, and my feet hurt because it's concrete back there. And
I can just picture it being ugly there.
It's ugly. There's no windows. I go in when it's still dark out. I'm done when it's dark out. I don't see light.
It's like you're in Alaska.
Yeah, it's probably...
What are your hours?
8:30 to 4:30, but on New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve, we work 6 to 2.
So you work at 6 tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be me.
Mm-mm.
I've been sleeping a lot lately. I don't know why. Probably just the darkness is making me depressed.
Yeah, but the shortest day is over.
True.
Only gets better from here.
Days will start to get longer. Lit. Since Emily and I have been friends for so long, we have been in a lot of Twitter scandals together. As I've mentioned on previous podcasts, I like to fight people on Twitter, especially in high school, and especially people who are literally dumb. And Emily was my sidekick for all of it.
Let's just preface this by saying, like, we weren't bullying people.
No, we were yelling at people who were bullying other people.
Yeah, we were in the right, and we were fighting people who deserve to be fought, so don't think we're bad people.
Right. For example, there's this one fucker who... He'd walk around the school with a Trump hat on, and people would, like, whack it off his head. And he did... What did he tweet?
Wait, which one are you talking about? CK?
Yeah.
Was...
GK.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, that's a different... Oh.
Okay, he tweeted something like... Gay people aren't real, or something along the lines of that.
No, I figured you knew the tweet better than I did. I know more info. He tweeted something like, sucks I'm at a school that I can't walk around wearing a Trump hat, but gay people can be this made-up sexuality.
Oh, yeah, okay. I just remembered.
He's like, but you all follow this made-up sexuality. And I tweeted, I'm pretty sure I tweeted what the fuck at him. And it started this long fight.
Okay, I don't know if I should say this. I'm just gonna say it.
Just don't say any names and you'll be good.
We have reason to believe that this man is either gay or bisexual. Like this evidence is pretty strong, okay? So we have this theory that he is gay, but his family is, like, so Christian, or he's, like, so worried that people will judge him for being gay that he is homophobic.
So, yeah, he's, like, projecting it, maybe. And that's the case with the other guy we
did. Yes!
It's always the guys who are extremely openly homophobic for no reason. No reason at all, just to, like, be homophobic and, like, be annoying. They're always the ones that might be a little gay. Might be a little gay, and they might be projecting quite a lot.
Yeah, this second one, we have, like, really strong evidence. Like, this is...
We know.
Like, we know, okay? So, what did he tweet? We got in a lot of Twitter fights.
Yeah, it probably happened every few months.
But I got in fight with their whole family. Well, not, like, the parents. Yeah. Just the two brothers. There's two brothers.
Oh, I forget about the older brother.
I would fight with both of them. Actually, they would usually come at me first.
And for, like, weird shit. Not, like, putting someone in their place. Literally just, I think he got called the C word.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He literally called me the C word. Oh, my God. I just posted.
I think we got in fights with him. Okay. Find the pictures, and I'll tell this little segment. I think we had beef with him because we were feminists in high school. And literally everyone was like, these bitches. They're psycho feminists, which we weren't. We were never saying anything mean. We were like, yeah, women, like, probably deserve rights. Like,
yeah, they told me I shouldn't be a feminist because I'm in America and I have it good. And yeah. I tweeted back saying, like, I'm a feminist because every woman in the world doesn't have equal rights. And they're like, oh, my God.
Even a lot of men don't have equal rights.
Yeah.
They're people don't have rights in general, and we think everything should be equal everywhere. I don't think that's a horrible thing to support, but they're like, these women are Nazis, and they're gonna, like, I don't know, fucking cast a spell on them. Like, I don't know what their logic was, but we were hated for being feminists.
And there's this girl that literally bullied okay, it wasn't really bully, but she subtweeted me about being a feminist, and now she's posting shit on her story that's like, I'll type it out.
Sorry, I don't know who it was, so I whispered who.
And now she posts stuff like,
I know who it is.
What am I trying to say? Like, she posts shit about,
like, I don't even know. What is, like, a dumb thing that everyone posts on their story? Not dumb, because I do it too, but it was fun little Instagram.
Stand with her.
Yeah. Like, shit like that. Like, just feminist. And I get people can change, but we literally get made fun of. They're like, these girls support equal rights. Like, we need to call them the C word on Twitter to show them.
Also, I had beef with one of the brother's best friends. Not really beef. I didn't do anything wrong. He had beef with me. Yeah. And I think that's kind of how it started, too.
We were big beefers because we didn't really give a fuck because we kind of just had each other in the long run.
I didn't know. When I look back at that, I don't know how I had the balls
to say some of the shit I said.
Like, I would never do that now.
Yeah, I got in a recent, just not even fight or any type of thing, just like a little tussle with some guy I went to high school with. He was just being ignorant and like thinking he's smart. And he's always just been like that and it pisses everyone off. And that was my most
scandal. Wait, you guys got in a Twitter fight?
Kind of. He tweeted something about how, I don't know, sex and gender are the same thing or something like that. And I tweeted, actually, no, they're not. Like, it's been proved, like, they're not the same thing. Mm. Like, take a sociology course. I've taken a billion in college. Like, I've learned this up and down. And he's like, actually, blah, 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 and post this article, which it's literally just this random fucking article, nothing scholarly about it. And I tried it. I went in my Google search. I'm like, how are sex and gender the same thing? And it's the first article that pops up. So, like, he probably literally just typed that, tweeted it at me to, like, be like, I actually did my research. And, like, it's clearly just dumb. I was like, whatever. Like, I don't think I even responded. Or I just said something smart back. And then he fucking DMs me on Twitter and is like, hey, Stevie, like, how's it going? I was like, good. Like, I'm doing really well in college, like, studying the shit that you are tweeting all this shit about that you don't know about. And he's like, whoa.
Holy shit.
I really meant that with good intentions. Like, I'm not trying to start anything. I was like, okay, well, next time you try and argue with me, don't click the first article that pops up when you Google it.
Oh, shit.
And he, like, said something dumb. He's like, really good. Like, all love. Like, send me heart. I was like, oh, my God. Go away. I saw his naked butt once at a party.
I have some interesting memories of him.
It's always just an issue. So,
men mostly, but men, there were girls who fucking tweeted about us too and hated us.
Yeah, but now they're all, what are they doing now? Like, nothing? They don't have a podcast. No,
I don't know.
There were so many people that, like, didn't like us, and I don't know, like, why. It's not like we were ever openly mean to people. We just didn't give a fuck. We would be like, if you're being an asshole, like, we're gonna tell you, or we're gonna make a joke about it on Twitter.
Okay. One time we did kind of start beef with the Hicks, though, on that Snapchat thing.
Yeah, okay. So, basically, the Hicks of our high school, they parked in truck row. There was a very small population of them. Our, like, school district,
I mean, it
mostly
wasn't that small.
No. But compared to our whole, like, school, we graduated with, like, over 400 people. Basically, our majority of our school, like, the surrounding neighborhoods and stuff, it's all, like, rich white people.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Emily are quite middle class, so we're not as rich and white as, well, no, we're just as white. We're just as white, but we're not as, like, rich as these people. So a lot of people from our school were just very wealthy children. Mm-hmm. And then there was a tiny group, which I'm sure the Hicks were probably wealthy as well.
Some of them
I'm sure were.
They've got those fucking snowmobiles or whatever.
Yeah, like, they drive these nice trucks. Like, they probably have money too. But they were just yee-hawing all the time, which is fine. I'm dating a Hick now.
Okay, but there was, like, some of the Hick population was, like, chill and like mm-hmm. nice. There was this yeah. other group though that wasn't nice, and
they refused to believe that they were from our area. I think they thought they were from like the depths of Alabama.
Like, just to give you an idea of what they did, they sprayed Pam, like the cooking spray, on a stairwell, like a back stairwell, because we had like main ones and these like back ones, mm-hmm. and a teacher who was like, how old was she, like 50 something,
yeah, probably almost 50,
in her 50s, she fell down the stairs like all the way down,
yeah,
and she like busted her leg. Was it her leg?
I think thigh? She broke something. She broke a bone in either her leg or her ankle,
and it was like super super bad, and she couldn't walk, so she had to crawl to yeah. a classroom. Did they all get expelled?
I think so.
And yeah, they were.
I hope they did. They were crazy. I'm pretty sure they got expelled. So yeah, a lot of these kids were like dumbasses and like literally Confederate flags on the back of their trucks, like yeah. chewing or whatever you fucking do, like all day. And Emily and I, we bonded with some of them, honestly, because we took a greenhouse class together.
They yeah. were
in it. And they're like greenhousing. And I think they all had the same name. All their names were Logan and Dakota. Yeah, Dakota. It was Dakota. All their names were Dakota. I think there were three of them. Anyway, when did this happen? We were probably like sophomores, maybe juniors in high school, but it's when Snapchat.
We were in chemistry.
Yeah, Snapchat got that thing where you could post like a story in your area. You know what I mean?
You could like make a story. Like yeah. Bayport High School story.
Yeah, and then anyone in that area could like look at it or like be in it and post it. And it was like a new Snapchat thing. So everyone was doing it at school all day because all we did was Snapchat in high school. Like, that's all anyone did all day long. And I don't know. There was something called like Hicks of BP.
Yeah.
And Emily took a picture of me and posted it. What did it even say? It was just like me with lipstick on and like a nice sweater. Clearly not a hick. And we were in chemistry class.
And I don't know what I said, but it was like...
It was like, I need boot recommendations or something.
Yeah,
because we
yeah.
were just like, we need like working boots. Like, it wasn't to be mean. It was just like a funny joke. Oh my God, the Hicks were mad.
They called us...
Mud crickets.
Yeah, which we didn't know what they were,
yeah,
what that was.
I didn't know what that was, but they all got a chuckle out of it.
Yeah.
I got called some mean names. I was like, I am so sorry. And then one day, I'm pretty sure, maybe this was after your seizure, because I was driving you around, but I don't know. When you drove to school late, or like in the middle of the day, or like come back from something, there was no parking anywhere, and the only spot I could find was in truck row, where mm-hmm. they all parked, and they will like key your car
mm-hmm.
if you're in truck row, and this was after the mud cricket beef, so I think Emily posted a story, or I posted a story on Snapchat like, oh my God, I hope I don't get mugged or jumped or something. And then this other weird guy that we knew in our chemistry class swiped up and was like, pretty girls don't get mugged.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that?
I totally forgot.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm pretty sure pretty girls always get mugged. They're like the easiest people to mug.
Yeah, we also saw Confederate flags.
Yeah, that was an issue as well. Our school was really fucking weird. Like, they didn't care about anything but sports, and you could get away with whatever, pretty much. If you were, like, a white male athlete.
Yeah. Especially on the football team.
Yeah, there were so many scandals that got, like, swept under the rug, mm-hmm. or just not talked about. Ugh, I want to do, like, a whole fucking podcast on it, but I think I'd, like, get in trouble. I guess I could do it if I didn't say a single name, but it would get really confusing.
Yeah.
I don't go there anymore.
But that's true. The parents would just, like, DM you and be like,
yeah,
what the fuck? God.
Our high school parent, like, body is insane. They're, like, psychotic. Aren't they making them go back to school?
Mm-hmm. They signed a petition for the school district to go back to school. Yeah. Or they made a petition.
Yeah.
Like, what?
They are literally deranged. Personally, I believe that the most, like, rock of our relationship, like, what really bonded us was YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We have been YouTubers since the day YouTube came out, probably. I don't even know when that was.
Me either, but...
But almost around then when, like, funny shit started getting posted and people would use it. We've been there through every single YouTube phase.
Smosh.
Smosh. Old Shane Dawson. Salad Fingers was our shit. And you are never gonna guess who we discovered. The song was Clap Your Hands.
And it was, like, the most fucked up music video.
Like, and you know whose music video it was? It was Sia.
Before she was famous.
Like, this video, I don't even know how many views it had.
Not a lot.
Not a lot. I'm gonna see what it has now. It's like, still probably not as much as, like, what her normal shit would have. What if it's gone? What if it's not there?
I couldn't even give you an estimate, but, like, it was not a lot for, like, Sia, because no one knew who she was yet.
It was 10 years ago today, and now it has 23 million views.
So
but it probably had fucking, like, 20,000.
We discovered her when we were 10.
Because it wasn't because of her at all. We didn't know who she was. The music video was something we just enjoyed.
It was...
There was, like, puppets mm-hmm. building like a wall. What's that called? Bricks?
Yeah. Like some sort of wall, but I don't know why.
Colorful blocks, like puppets, and it was like, clap your hands, clap your
hands. It was not a good song.
No, it was literally horrendous. But we discovered Sia, and we were just in the depths of YouTube. We watched... Salad Fingers was probably our number one bestie. Up Butt Coconut was
good. It was a song. It's actually kind of good. Coconut. We watched some weird shit.
The Jelly Bear song, but everyone knew that, I think.
Yeah. Okay, that just made me remind me of Y Night.
Oh my god, we have to talk about Y Night after we're done with YouTube. I'll set a personal reminder to do that. But YouTube was literally like our... Just, we would sit on it for 6 hours. Mm-hmm. We'd be like, hey, like, want to come over and hang out? YouTube.
And, like, when we would throw parties.
We would all gather around, like, the office computer. Like, there weren't, like, laptops or anything. You always had, like, a desk with a desktop computer. And everyone would huddle around. And we would, there'd like, be, like, eight of us.
Blessed.
And we would watch the same 10 videos. Yeah. Up Butt Coconut. And then, like, we would have dance parties and, like, fashion shows and shit. And we'd sit there and, like, go on YouTube, type in our song request, and dance to it.
One time we actually had a dance competition.
That was house. We had a lot of dance competitions. That was a big thing. And everyone, like, got butt hurt so
six
bad.
Six versus six. Like, it was, like, intense.
Like, we went in separate rooms. Like, we planned. We did all the shit, and people get so butt hurt.
Yeah.
That started a lot of fucking beef. Me and Emily always had really good birthday parties. Emily probably had the best birthday parties, and I always had fun parties, too.
I don't even know why they were fun. Oh, my God. I did used to give away goodie bags, though.
Yeah, those were fire.
That shit was awesome.
I never did that. But I did have a pool, so that gave me
points. Yeah, that. But she had these dolphin...
Yeah.
Inflatable
things. I had dolphins and whales. We'd, like, ride them. But... Emily had a sick basement, and we would literally, like, be down there all night.
Blasting music.
Like, we partied harder than we do in college.
We were, like, 10.
We'd stay up to, like, 5 a.m. My voice would be gone the next day. I'd, like, be exhausted for days and be like, last night was a dream. You're 10.
One time we found a wood stick, like, the bug downstairs.
No, an earwig.
And a wood stick.
Is that what it's called? Bug?
Wood stick.
I was like, what's a stick
bug? Yeah, a stick bug. And everyone was flipping out.
Yeah.
Oh my god. One time, so I had, like, people over. I don't think it was a birthday, but someone had just brought their new iPod. Like, it was a day old. And one of my other friends was using it, and we were outside, and somehow she tripped and fell and shattered the iPod.
No.
And it was a whole event. Like, people were crying. The dads were, like, so pissed. He's like, I just bought that.
Dude, iPod touches were insane.
Stevie had a cool iPod touch.
Did I?
Yeah, because I never had one of my own.
Oh, really? I got one in fourth grade, I'm pretty sure. Fourth grade, maybe fifth. It was weird that iPod touches were a thing. They still are a thing.
Yeah, but
Mike's little
why
sister
don't,
just got one
oh, I guess for
for
little
little kids, so it's not
kids.
a phone, but you can just give kids a phone now without a SIM card.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was insane. We also had a big Tumblr phase.
I
We
still go on
I
Tumblr.
need to start. I still have it on my phone, but and we didn't like post, like we weren't like posting Tumblr shit, but
It wasn't like weird hippie girl,
no.
e-girl shit. It was like
Funny
funny.
ass shit.
Like
Still
funny.
the funniest things I've ever seen to this
Yes.
day are from our Tumblr DMs.
It was funny.
They're like meme pages, but it's only the best of the best. And they're there months before Twitter gets to the good ones. And then Twitter only got a handful. It was like just me and Emily on these Tumblrs too. Like we had no one else following us that
Yeah,
we
we
knew.
didn't follow anyone else. It's like
Except
no
each other and meme
friends.
pages. No one had one. I don't think it was really a thing. It was for some people, but it was always like secretive.
Yeah, or people posted like photos of themselves, and I didn't care about that.
Yeah, we weren't in it for like the fashion thing or.
We were in it for the fun.
Yeah, it was hilarious. A lot of my fond, like, things I repeat in my head over and over constantly and think about are from, like, our Tumblr memes.
We also went on Omegle
Oh my God, that's
along. And that,
traumatic.
like, looking back on it, I hope my kid never goes on Omegle.
Dude,
That's
I
scary.
was always embarrassed of it, like being older. I was like, I can't believe me and my friends did that. Like, that's fucking weird. But then everyone on TikTok's like, anyone else go on Omegle at 6th grade birthday parties? And you all saw like wieners of old men. And I was like, oh, everyone did that. Good.
Yep. I mean, now, like, me and my roommates, we went on Omegle for the first time, and like, I probably haven't been on it since like 7th grade.
Yeah.
And we went on it, and I saw on TikTok that these people were like hacking people on Omegle's IP addresses and like being like, hey, are you in
Oh, like they'd tell you
Portland,
your
Oregon?
location, yeah.
And we were on it. And some kid, like 10 years old, goes, hey, don't go, don't go. I know you're in blank Wisconsin, and like said our town.
Oh my
And
God.
I was like, oh my God. And I like locked all the doors, even though it was like a 10-year-old. And I don't think they
Yeah.
can actually see like your
No,
house.
they probably just tell you your
Yeah,
location, but
but that's so
still,
creepy. I
I
was like,
know.
what are you doing, kid? Where's your mom?
Yeah.
Get off this site.
Omegle's like a popular thing now, though, since TikTok, like a lot of people go on it and like do
Yeah,
funny
it
shit.
freaks me out though,
We went
so.
on it, like, not to like find TikTokers or like see funny shit. We were like just weird. Like, I guess we wanted to meet cute boys, but every like 50 wieners, there'd be one cute boy, and we'd all like scream and be like, ah. But that's fucking weird. There's like 6-year-old men on there with their like saggy balls, and we're all like 14, like
Did they
looking at
say
it.
to be 18 on that?
Yeah, I think you have to be
Okay.
18, but they don't fucking do anything.
Yeah. You don't
Yeah.
have to make an account.
Yeah, you literally just go on. That's kind of sketchy.
Very and traumatizing.
Yeah, I still think about a lot of those moments of my life. I don't know if every YMCA does this, but our YMCA had something called Y Night. Every Friday night at like 7 or something,
Was it
it's like,
7 to 10
yeah, it was something like
or
that.
like
Your pay,
8
yeah.
to
Something like
11?
that.
Did
No,
it go
I
to 11?
maybe. Maybe like 10:30. I don't know. It was like a few hour thing every Friday night, and you fucking had to go. If you didn't go, like you're missing out. It was like the Jersey Shore of like places to be in 2012, maybe. I don't know. You could be in like
12,
fifth
yeah.
grade to 8th grade. You could only be in middle school. You couldn't be in grade school or high school to go.
Yeah, but only 5th and 6th graders went
Yeah.
mostly. Because then in
Once you got
seventh
older,
grade,
you're like, I'm too cool for that. You like go to your friend's house.
or the Bayport
Oh,
games.
yeah. Football games. High school football games.
But this Y night, was it $5 or $10?
Five.
Okay, it was $5. You got like a wristband, and you could go basically anywhere in the Y. Like no one else
Yeah.
was in there.
Like it was just for the night. And they'd have like themes like art nights, DJ nights, movie nights, Mario Kart nights in one area. And then there were, like, the gyms where people would play basketball and racquetball. There was a track that you could walk around, and everyone would kiss in the back corner because it was, like, the only place the, like, Y night people couldn't see you to yell at you because you weren't allowed to, like, touch people, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
You'd have to, like, secretly hold hands and, like, kiss people. So everyone would kiss behind
the track. I think you could hold hands, but you couldn't, like, make out.
Yeah, like, no kissing. And then there was, like, a cool room with, like, booths in it overlooking one of the gyms, and they'd have, like, food up there and, like, some games, and that's where, like, a lot of the older kids hung out, I feel like.
It was fun.
It was really fun. I was, like, you would, like, put on your best outfit, like, throw on some mascara and glitter, like, you dressed to the nines to go to Y Night. You met your boyfriend there, you met your besties there, you met your enemies there.
Oh my god, there was so much drama.
Like, the most dramatic place I've ever been in my whole life. I think you could swim, too.
You could.
I only went once, though, I'm pretty sure. Because that's, like, a hassle.
Yeah. But there was this... We were in fifth grade, and there was this couple. And, like...
I was just gonna talk about this.
In fifth grade, like, you know, maybe you, like, hug your boyfriend, or, like...
You're getting your first peck.
Yeah, your first, like, little kiss. But not, like, making out. But yeah, there was this couple, and they were dating for I don't know how long.
Like, all of fifth grade.
Yeah.
And everyone was, like, goals.
Yeah, they were, like...
They are like, monster drinkers. Kind of
cute. Like, the cutest couple, but...
Everyone was like, oh, my God, like, I want to be that.
They were fucking making out.
They would force everyone into the racquetball court and huddle around them, and we'd all watch them make out, because we're like, that's cool.
And it was,
and we'd huddle around them so that people couldn't see.
It was something. Very weird time.
Like, people, like, they'd, like, make out.
Yeah.
Like, on top of each other, like, tongue down each other's throats, like, making out. And everyone's like, that's awesome. Like, that's so funny.
I didn't think it was awesome. I was kind of scared.
Yeah. And everyone would, or he would always, like, ask her, I'm pretty sure. He'd be like, want to wrestle, like, and, like, say things like, want to have sex, basically. And she's like, yeah, when I'm 16. Like, she was like, we'll do it when I'm 16.
And we were 12.
Yeah, we were 12. It was so weird.
Maybe we were 13. No, we were 12.
What are you in fifth grade? You're, like, 11 or
12. 11 and 12. Okay. They might have been 11.
Yeah. Making out, like, I had a peck. I don't think I even had my peck when they were making out like that.
Me either.
Like, that's kind of scary. It was so weird.
It was.
The Y Night was crazy. The, like,
we would, like, go religiously every Friday. Like, yeah. If you couldn't go,
it was like, you're gonna fucking miss out.
Yeah.
Like, you're not gonna know the tea. You're gonna be out of the loop for the next month because you're not gonna know what happens.
But then we would have sleepovers sometimes after.
Yeah, we'd, like, all go to one friend's house. Like, talk about the boys and our kiss behind the track
text
wall.
Text people on our flip phones.
Oh my god, our flip phones. They were so cute. You could only send, like, 150 characters or something. It'd be, like, a tweet.
And you could have a signature.
Yeah, I would have it as whoever I was dating, like, their name.
Mm-hmm.
Me and one of my boyfriends had, like, how many days we were dating. So we'd change it every
day. Which one?
Andrew. It'd be, like, Andrew Hart, 143 days. And we'd change it every single day.
God, I had those two. I remember one was Shackelford Hart.
Oh, my God, God.
Like, why did we do that?
Josh listens to my podcast.
Josh! And what's up, Josh?
He was listening to the one talking about Dima's party when I was talking with Autumn, and it was before we even got to the part about him and his girlfriend. He's like, oh, you guys are talking about me. It was so funny that he listens to them, but he'll probably listen to this. So we're gonna give a shout out to Josh.
I believe it was fifth grade, maybe sixth. No, fifth. We were locker neighbors.
He's so sweet.
That's how we started dating.
You dated Josh?
Yeah.
I don't remember you dating Josh.
It was, like, fifth grade.
One of your first boyfriends?
Mm-hmm.
How long did it last?
Quite a while, I think. Like, at least, like, 4 months, five months.
Was he in our house?
Yeah, we were locker... I'd actually...
We shared lockers with the Pyramid House or whatever that was next door.
That was 7th grade.
Oh.
I-House?
No. There was a house next to our house.
Beach House. Oh, MVP.
MVP, MVP, yeah.
He might have been in that one.
That confused the Pyramid. Oh, Josh, shout out to you.
What if he doesn't listen to this one?
That's embarrassing, but no one will know.
It's true.
I'll ask him in, like, 2 podcasts. I think he usually listens to me on his long drives. He's usually in the car when he sends them to me. Videos reviewing the pod. So, yeah. Okay, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast with Emily. Say something, girl.
I think the next podcast will be Nathan.
Yeah, probably. I might do one in between.
Nathan will be soon to be on.
Yeah, he'll be my next guest.
And Nathan's the GOAT. Shout out to Nathan.
We're very excited to hear what you have to say, because Nathan knows all the tea as well. We're more on recent tea together, though, like Trisha. We know it all. But I hope you enjoyed Emily. Hope and pray she doesn't have more seizures. Wish her a happy birthday and a happy new
21.
Year.
21. And we're going to go mukbang.
Yeah, we're going to go to McDonald's right now, mukbang a little, and then go to our bestie Sawyer's house. If you haven't listened to his podcast, listen. I spill out a tea. Okay.
Toots.
Toodaloo.